Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them. And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order. Ever tried watching your athlete's game from anywhere in the world? With Replayer, you actually can. I had a friend watch his son's game live from his flight. My son watched a live game from the car while we were driving up the California coast. It doesn't matter where you are, grandparents across the country, cousins on the other side of the world, teammates who just moved away, set up the camera, hit go live, and everyone with a link is right there on the sideline. Live streaming is free. Unlimited games, unlimited teams, unlimited users. No complex tiers. Everyone gets access. And forget waiting hours for footage. I recorded a 60-minute game, and it was ready in 5 minutes. Players were clipping highlights on the ride home. One camera, made in the USA, unlimited everything. If you never want to miss those moments, head to replayer.com. The link is in the show notes. Hello and welcome back to Chat by the Pitch. This is Ian Babcock, your host. And part one was all about building the right environment. Part two is about how players are actually developed inside of it. We get into futsal, what it really is, why most people misunderstand it, and why it's been the foundation of some of the best players in the world. This isn't theory, this is experience, from Brazil to the US, and what it actually takes to develop smarter and more complete players. If you're a parent, coach, or player trying to understand the gap in development, this part matters. So let's start this chat and head to the pitch. Starting your futsal academy, what was the driving force for this? Is it because of your background, or is it because you said earlier you coached in the U.S., you said U.S. national team for futsal? What was the driving factor for you to start your own academy here in DFW?
Good question. Yeah, for me, it's a simple answer. I grew up in an environment that everyone grew up playing futsal, right? In Brazil, is every kid born think they're going to become the next Pelé, the next Neymar, the next Ronaldinho. Everybody's going to be a professional soccer player. But obviously, you know how lives change all the time, and everybody grew up playing futsal. That's why for years and years, 100 years, Brazil is well known as a soccer country, right? It's a futsal country, the number one in the world, the country with the most world championship in soccer and futsal and beach soccer, because we breathe, we eat, we sleep on soccer, on football, everything relates with a ball in our feet. And then I grew up in that environment as well. And for me, I see a lot of players, they become the top of the top soccer players, and they credit a lot from futsal. There's a lot of credit from futsal on that. And then I can name you here 10,000 players that start their career playing futsal. And then when I come to United States, for me, I come to play. Also, I was playing professional in Brazil, and then I came to United States. I got offered to come to play indoor soccer. And then since I got here, I started my career as a coach earlier. I was playing a coach for years. And what was driving me to help the kids here in United States was why United States is not as good on soccer as everybody else around the world. And for me, the answer was very clearly because we don't have a solid futsal program in the country. So that's for me, the more the kids they spend the youth playing futsal, the better soccer player they're going to become.
Okay, help me with this, because I've heard this before, but futsal, most kids play futsal in Brazil longer than they actually start playing on a grass field. Is that correct? Or am I hearing misinformation here?
Right.
So with...
No, just Brazil, right? Brazil was the first one. Obviously, futsal was created in Uruguay, and Brazil was the country who developed. And then back in the day, years, in Brazil was a lot of top players. They came from Brazil, and Brazil was very successful for many years, and still, of course. But and then countries in Europe and other countries, they realize, okay, why Brazilian players? They're very unique. Why they're so good on the ball? Why they play this way? Why they play that way? So they realize that, oh, this is why. Because they grew up playing futsal. They grew up on the street. They grew up play with freedom. They grew up on a small-sized game. And guess what? Most of the country now, they have a very good futsal program, especially on the youth age. And then you talked about Spain, Argentina, Portugal, you know, Italy. Pretty much the top countries in the world in soccer, they have a very solid futsal program as well.
So that actually builds for better development of the player. So what's the game-changing factor for a player when they're building with futsal then? Because we've talked a little bit about the history of futsal and everything else, but and a little bit player dynamics. So what is the game changer for players that do it?
The benefit of futsal is very clear. For me, once you can experience that, you're going to see, look, the fast pace. First of all, futsal is play on the court. Some people are there, okay, let's do futsal on the turf. This is not futsal. Right, futsal on the hardwood floor, which is could be a tile. The tiles could be on the hardwood floor, like a basketball court, is playing in that surface. So first, the ball is a little smaller and the heavier as a soccer ball, which is make the ball rolling much faster on the futsal court than the grass. So the speed of the game, the decision making must be there all the time because it's a tiny space, the ball run much faster, and then you play under pressure all the time. The IQ, all the little details on the futsal, the body position, transition all the time. Futsal is huge on transition. So transition, you play back and forth all the time. You must play defense. We must play offense. You play on both sides of the field all the time. Not just that, but also the way that you have to understand the game, not just with the ball, but the most importantly, player without the ball must be moving all the time. That's the key also to develop when they're going to go to soccer, when they're going to have more space, more time with the ball. I think that's the huge benefits for futsal to translate to soccer.
Yeah, it's faster pace and makes faster decisions.
Not just that, yeah. They also is the positioning of the players on the court. There is no, I play as a defender. I play as a right wing. I play as a left wing. I play as a striker. Guess what? On futsal, there's a lot of rotation all the time. We don't have a specific position on the court. We move constantly everywhere. So pretty much you play on the back, you play on the right, you play on the left, you play on the top. And then when you go to play your soccer, the beauty about it, you have the experience to play in every single part of the field. If you go to soccer to play as a defender, I have played on the futsal court as a defender. I have played on the right side. I have played on the right side. I have played as a top. So when you transition to soccer, pretty much you have some experience and you have tasted all different positions on the court, which is that can translate to the field as well.
I like that. And so how do you, as a parent, my son has played futsal before and it's gone to a couple of futsal camps. How do you convince players or parents the importance of futsal? Because I, being around soccer for 5 years now, I see what the difference is with a player. But how do you convince a parent to come to your academy and say, look, they need this because of all these decisions that we just talked about, but do you have a leaflet to give them, or do you have a real good conversation, or it just by luck of the draw, they're ready to come in and start doing futsal?
it's not a good conversation. It's very simple. And the parents, they don't have to see it. They see when they go to the soccer game and they see one of the kids. And that's why I have some players in our program as well, because they see some of the kids, how they play like that. Oh, they do futsal with who? Okay, Coach Pablo out there to lead. And they come to us. They train. I just need the player to come to one training session. And that's for one training session, you're going to see what I'm talking about. So you got to be very carefully as well, because when I was part of the national team, obviously, we had to build a new team to go to the CONCACAF, to qualify to the World Cup, so on. And I was traveling around the country. And unfortunately, I see a lot of things that, okay, let's do futsal. They go on the turf. Let's do, is a 3v3 or 4v4? No. That is, futsal is just one thing. It's kind of like you go to basketball. How many players play basketball? It's a 5v5. It's kind of like futsal. It's a 5v5. There's no 3v3. There's no 4v4. That's only 5v5. That's play on the turf. There is no play on the turf. Play on the hard court. And obviously, some guys, because futsal became very famous. Why is futsal? All futsal is good for your kids. But why is good for your kids? It's easy to someone to tell you, oh, let's do futsal and take you to the, they can take you to the actually futsal court. Sometimes they use a soccer ball. No, use a futsal ball. Even though you are in the futsal court with a futsal ball, doesn't mean you are training futsal, because I have seen this before. You have to have, of course, some experience. You have to have some analogy. And maybe even better, you have to have experience as a player playing futsal to be able to teach those kids how to do it, how to play futsal. Again, it's very simple to go to the futsal court with a futsal ball. Okay, let's do futsal. But they are training futsal. So that's why everyone that come to me or ask about futsal, or they don't have experience of futsal, I just ask one thing. You can come, free evaluation for you. Come to get the taste and train with us here at PFA at Elite. Then you're going to see if futsal can help your kids or not.
I don't know how most parents see it. I think more touches on the ball, as long as they're healthy touches, I think kids will develop in some form, some way. But having you can't ask for someone better from the sounds of it to be teaching futsal than yourself right now, Pablo, because of your background and your experiences. So with that being going through this process, do you have experiences or players that have completely transformed because of futsal and staying on the futsal court, being productive, then actually switching to the grass and being productive on the larger format field?
I mean, big time. As I mentioned before, you talked about for generation to generation to generation to generation. So most of the Brazilian players, I would say, I don't want to say everybody, but they grew up in this environment. Again, not just in Brazil right now. You talked about most of the countries around the world, and then you see the results. You talked about, let's go back all the way to the beginning. Pillar, one of the best ever soccer player in the world, they grew up playing futsal. Maradona for Argentina grew up playing futsal. And let's start coming to recently. We talked about Cristiano Ronaldo. You talked about Messi. You talked about Ronaldo, the real Ronaldo, right? Ronaldo from Brazil, the phenomenon. So Ronaldinho, Felipe Coutinho. You talked about players. I'm talking about just players from Brazil. But let's go back beside Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi, Maradona. Let's go to the Spain, because Spain is one of the biggest country also on soccer and futsal. You talked about Iniesta, you talked about Xavi, the way that they play, the way that they handle the ball, the decision making, the control of the ball, everything, all the little details that everybody has seen on the soccer, 100% came from futsal. And then, and you see how they play the game, and they are this short, right? Here in the United States as well, we have a little bit of the culture here also that the player must be tall, big, strong. But if you go back to top players, very talented players across the board, you're going to see a lot of players in my side. My side, I would say 5'9", 5'8", 5'7", and they are very good soccer players. they don't rely on their size, they don't rely on their strength, they rely on their IQ, their stand of the game, the touch, the decision making. That's why they became a very good soccer player.
Now, locally speaking, with players, have you seen a player transform in a short period of time, or does it take time for a player locally to gain the confidence or experience to be explosive on the larger pitch for you all?
Oh, yeah. If you go around here, the FAW, and the beauty about it, a lot of kids, they are now playing futsal. And then you can see the results on the field. If you go on the FAW here and watch soccer games, for me, of course, some kids, maybe they never experienced playing futsal before. But for me, for the experience that I have, when I go to those games, I can tell who have played futsal or who is playing futsal, who haven't. Of course, I'm not the one they're going to get all the range right. But usually, I can tell players who have played futsal, who haven't. You know, it's very hard when the player, they never play futsal. For example, I have my own experience, even the U.S. futsal national team, the players that sometimes they came try out for us and they are very good soccer player. They play even MLS. They came to try out for the U.S. futsal national team. No way. They couldn't make it because it's a completely different development. Like players that just spent the whole youth playing soccer, they cannot play futsal. But on the opposite way, players that develop through futsal, they can become a very soccer player, very good soccer player.
With futsal being, you're talking about all these players and everything, with futsal being such a creative sport, but it's also very disciplined, how do you manage coaching that?
Obviously, as you said, it's a very discipline. We have to have discipline to be able to play futsal. There's a lot of tactics involved. But also, the player have to be creative, because in a lot of phases of the game, you're going to have a 1v1 situation. You have to be able to play it out the back. And that's why we become very creative, to be able to make the right decision. Should I go 1v1? Should I pass? Or should I move off the ball? And players without the ball also, they have to be moving all the time. That's why the creativity is going to help you to be creative. You have to. You must on soccer. Again, you must be disciplined, but also you must be very creative to play futsal.
I like hearing that. Where do you see Pablo's Futsal Academy being in the next few years going forward?
I'm very proud and very happy with all the players that have been training with us. I think, and a lot of players, they play high level. Some of the players, they used to, because now the policy for MLS next players, they cannot do too much outside and they don't have a lot of time. They're not available all the time. But I have players that used to be on the MLS next teams, play NCNL, play high level soccer teams right here. And for me, the goal is always to develop those players the way that they, not just for futsal, for soccer as well. The way that I see PFA, I'm going to continue doing what we're doing, develop all those players, playing our elite league here, play local league, take teams to go to the national, regionals around the country. And I take players internationally, right? We have some players for PFA represent, even though U.S. soccer, they don't have the U.S. youth futsal national team officially, but Coach Duchamp is the one that we work together on the national team, and we are pretty much responsible to put a team together and to go overseas to compete against official national teams. And then through PFA program, players, they have the opportunity not just training with us here to play in our local league, to play nationally, but they also have the opportunity to represent PFA internationally or go to represent U.S. and play and compete against official youth national teams around the world.
That's awesome. So let's tie this all together now. What is the one mission statement between the three organizations we've talked about today, the Elite Sports, Elite FC, and Pablo? Do they have one mission, or do you guys have three separate missions three separate processes you guys like to have part of the community?
Having all of those opportunities that you lead makes it very convenient for families. There's not a, I'd say, a separate independent mission. I think the overall mission across the board is just to develop great players.
I can wholeheartedly stand behind that. When you're looking at the U.S. youth sports today, what is the biggest issue? And is there a way for you to help to improve it, or your process that you're doing allows you already to improve it?
We're not trying to fix anything in youth sports. We're focused on what our, going back to your word, mission, what our mission is individually. And then if that mission is successful and we're a part of that, then it will better the game of soccer and better the opportunity of youth sports. So our part is to develop these players, make it a great experience, have tremendous coaches, support these families, respect their finances, respect their time. And if everybody comes away better, then we believe that we've done our part in helping move youth sports and these kids forward in their goals and their dreams.
Is there, if there's one thing you could change within the youth system, sports to today, what is one thing you'd like to see to be improved on?
If we could help contribute to making one change in youth sports, I would like to come away with having more kids to be excited about the sport that they're involved in, staying in it long term. We've just seen over the years friends of ours and other stories we've heard about where kids just get burnt out. So if we can help contribute to them keeping their passion and love for a particular game, for us at ULEAD FC at soccer, if we can contribute to the kids keeping that passion and that joy in the game, then I think we've contributed to the bigger goal of helping move these kids forward.
And from me, my opinion, I would say, I think parents have a big role on that. I think parents, obviously, they have to encourage those kids to play. In my situation here is soccer and futsal. I think the parents have to encourage those kids, obviously, to play the sport they love. If they love to do soccer and futsal, they should encourage those kids to do it. But sometimes is the decision come for the parents and not for the kids. I would say let the kids also to be able to make that decision to do what they want to do. Like I have my own daughter and she's not into soccer and futsal. She started like a little bit and come from me. If I have to pick, you know, I'm going to tell my daughter, hey, let's do soccer, let's do futsal, 100% sure. But if she's not enjoying it, why are you going to force her? Let the kids actually to love the game. And then I think one of the big part of that, sometimes the kids, they quit playing sport is because I believe there's a lot of pressure come for the parents about winning, about do the right thing. Look, don't make mistake. Here at Elite, we encourage those kids to make a mistake. They're going to make a mistake. They're not going to be punished. You know, they're going to learn through that, and they're going to get better. I think the parents also have to understand that, especially here. I'm talking about Elite, and then I would give this advice for all the clubs if I could, right? About the winnings, about develop those players to make sure the players, they love the sport and they continue loving the sport when they grow up. And that's not just going to help them to succeed on the sport, but succeed in life as well. It's not just about the soccer. It's about the key to become a better human being as a leadership, as a respect teammates, respect each other, and be very successful in their life.
I like that. Now, you talked about it earlier, we talked about it several times, that what would you call success? We've talked about kids coming back and being excited, kids wanting to come, and it's not about the trophies, it's not about winning all the time. So what would you define success for all three entities that we've talked about today?
I think success for me is all depend what they want to achieve, right? For me, success for me when I was young was to become a professional soccer player or a futsal player. And then I achieved my goal, right? I see myself very successful guy as I have been doing my whole life what I love to do. As a player, as a coach, now I'm director, mentor for all these coaches, for all the kids. For me, that was my success, right? For the kids, maybe they gonna become a better person as when they start learn about in a soccer team or in a futsal team, they also gonna learn how they can be a better person, how they can be a good leader, how they can be a good teammate, how they can become a better, again, as a better person when they grow up. Even though they're not going to be part of the sport anymore, maybe they're not going to be a professional athlete, they're not going to be, maybe they're not going to be playing high school, they're not going to be playing college division, they're not going to become a professional player, but they can still work through sports. I don't know, maybe they're going to be a coach, maybe they're going to be a director, maybe they're going to be, you know, one of the owners, the owner of a facility of sports. I don't know. For me, success could be different for one another.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
No, I like it. It's an honest answer, and that's all I ask for. If you had one message you'd want to share with parents today, what would it be?
Well, I think I already did.
I think you did a good job.
For the message for the parents, I'm talking about soccer and futsal. Trust in your club, trust in your coach, and give time to your own child develop. Because you don't want to see the result today. You won't see the result today. But most likely, if you have the right environment, if you are in a good club, if you have the right coach, I believe the result's going to come. In 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, I don't know. Players, they develop in different phases, but just be patient.
Patience is key. I don't think we have enough of that in the United States. The parents want the wins, and they want to see their kids doing Maradonas at 3. I don't understand that. But this all being said, where can my audience and listeners find your more about you if they want to reach out to you all or see what you're all doing? Can you just share that information?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about Elite FC, PFA, any of the other programs that are taking place here, you can go to elitesports.com, so on our website. You can also look at our Instagram and our Facebook. But what we like to say is we're here literally every single day. So you can call up here. We're going to answer our phone. We're going to call you back if we don't answer because we're talking to somebody else. Or come up and talk to us in person. But we're always here.
I've never not been there, John, when you're not there. I think every time I have been there, you have been there. We were there every weekend for a long time. So with the boys team my daughter Hups plays with every now and then. So I know you're always there. Yeah. If we did this all over again in 5 years, what would you like to hear what your story to be?
If we looked back in 5 years from now, I would like to have people's reaction be that Elite is an incredible experience for those and for myself to feel like we've built an excellent brand and the growth that we're doing is focused on appreciation of people and process.
I like it. Now, I didn't send this question over to you because it's my favorite question to ask, and I want it to be an honest answer and not have to think about it. Who has been the greatest influence on you? And I'll break this up because, John, I know you played, if I'm remembering right, with our sidebar conversations, you did play sports as an athlete, now as a businessman running a business. Who has been the greatest influences on you as an athlete and now as a business owner? And Pablo, for you, it would be who has been the greatest influence on you as a player and as a coach today? And you guys can, it can be anyone you want. It can be any person. It's just, I like this question because it's a lot of fun.
For me, obviously, all my whole career through futsal to soccer, I learned a lot. But I think the time that I spent with, you don't know what I'm talking about, is a futsal club back in Brazil, Calmalvi, was for a few years, they were the number one futsal club and in the world, and with the number one coach in the world for many, many years. Unfortunately, he passed away like a couple of years ago, and I was blessed enough to be part of the team and train with Falcão, which is the best ever futsal player in the world. And that was the moment that I spent right there for maybe 3 months, and then I got a load to another team. The team was amazing. That was the moment that I think inspired me to be part and surround with the top futsal players around the world and won the number one coach in the world, where I was able to learn a lot from the players and for the coach.
I would say for me, there's three people that have had the biggest influence on my life. And I would say it's my parents. My dad is a tremendous businessman, and I have a lot of respect for him. I ask him a lot of questions. We've learned, and I've grown a lot from him. And so I love that aspect. My mom has a real sensitivity and passion and care for people. So I have tried to get as much of that from her as I can and pour it into others. And then it's my wife. My wife is very attuned to what's taking place in our kids' lives, other kids' lives, always cares about how we can, as a family, contribute and pour into others. As much as I can get from those three people, I really appreciate it. They have a big influence on my life.
Hey everyone, I hope you all have enjoyed this week's episode. When you take a step back and look at both of these conversations, it all connects. When you have the environment in part one, culture, community, and the right structure, and then in part two, you see how development actually happens inside of that environment. Futsal isn't just another training tool, it's the foundation. It builds decisions, making, creativity, and awareness. Things that can't be fake and can't be rushed. And you look at the real bigger message here, development takes time. It takes patience from parents. It takes trust in coaches. And it takes an environment that allows kids to make mistakes, to learn and grow. Not every player is going to be the same. Not every path is going to look the same. But if the focus stays on development, the results will come when they're supposed to. And more importantly, the kids will actually enjoy the process. Big thanks to John and Pablo for sharing their perspective on what they're building at Elite Sports.
If you guys have enjoyed this podcast, have enjoyed what I've been trying to do, the messages that I'm putting out there, please give me some ratings, some stars on all the podcast sites that you listen to this on. Give me a review, share this, share with others. The more I can make this grow, the more I can continue doing this. I'm really trying to make a difference in our soccer community. So I hope you guys have enjoyed all this. And until next time, I'll see you at the pitch.